Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. That's the Nexus. That's the name of that song, Nexus, from the Innocent Age album, one of the best albums I've ever found. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till, broadcasting live from the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce, having more fun than the law here, having a great time visiting with all my chamber buddies. Anytime I get to hang out with chamber folks, it's a happy day for me, ladies and gentlemen. I love chambers. I love people who are part of chambers, members, the folks who run them. They're just the coolest folks you'll ever meet. If you're not part of your local chamber, you're missing an opportunity on many, many levels, and you'll find that if you'll just hang around them, you'll find out what I mean. Somebody who I think knows what I'm talking about is Bill Surratt. Bill is Executive Director of the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here, Bill, and thanks for having me here in Vicksburg. Thanks for your partnership in the event today. Now, I had Larry Goronsky on earlier.
You did?
Who's managing the convention center.
Yes.
But your work is Convention and Visitors Bureau. And talk to us, help my own audience understand, because you're the organizations here in this community are very much other communities.
Exactly.
Explain how you work with chambers and the convention center and that sort of thing.
Right. We work with the Chamber of Commerce and with the Main Street Program and with the convention center as direct partners, and also with all the restaurants and hotels mm-hmm. in the county. We are funded by a tax on hotel and restaurant
right.
sales, and we are not an umbrella organization with Chamber and Main Street
right.
and CVB under one umbrella. We work independently.
You have your separate organization
and separate boards, mm-hmm. but we work very closely
right.
together, and we work together on a daily basis.
Well, it's got to be a symbiotic relationship, or it has to be. It doesn't work, does it?
No, and it's we have an excellent working relationship, and the Main Street director and Christy here at the chamber, and Larry at the convention center, and what he does in his specialized unit there, and then the staff at the CVB, we all work very closely.
CVB?
Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We promote outside the market to bring new dollars in and to bring
right.
visitors into Vicksburg.
Tourism and that sort of thing.
Right. And meetings and special events. But we work very closely with the other organizations to make sure that the arrival experience of our guests
mm-hmm.
is as top-notch as it can possibly
be. Well,
you
know, we stayed at the Hampton Inn last night.
Great
Hampton
property.
Suites. Oh, yeah. They just really just loved us up when we showed up, took good care of us. And so that's an example of what your community is offering now for visitors who come into town. I mean, they were great ambassadors for what you're trying to accomplish.
And I appreciate you saying that, and I will pass that along to the management there. But they do a grand job there, as many of our hotels, most of our properties do a grand job.
The only thing is when I showed up, they said, hey, it's that Blasingame guy.
Trouble has arrived.
I get that a lot, though. One of the things that Christy Kilroy, as my audience knows, has been on a couple of times this morning, talked about that Vicksburg is a certified retirement community.
Yes.
And that's got to be, I mean, when the retirees come here and decide to live here, one of the things we know is they got kids and grandkids.
That's right.
That's good for your business.
And what's good for our business also, Jim,
because sometimes we don't want to stay with grandma. We want to stay in the hotel.
That's right.
With a pool.
And before that potential retiree selects a market to move to for whatever reason, they generally visit four or five times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it is incumbent upon mm-hmm. the people at the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the frontline workers to make sure that the experience that these potential retirees have as they come here is open and friendly and hospitable,
right.
and they find that they need the services, and it's a very easy city to get around. It's a city that is absolutely rich in the history.
You
could
cut the history with a knife around here.
It's everywhere. In fact,
yeah.
you're sitting on a street that has several monuments from the National Military Park here
right.
on Mission 66
mm-hmm.
into Confederate Avenue. Tourism is a prime driver of the economy here. The Convention and Visitors Bureau here was the very first one started in the state of Mississippi.
Is that right?
We're 30 years old this year, and we are very proud of the cultural heritage product that we represent here. We have a number of antebellum and postbellum mansions that serve as tour homes and bed and breakfast inns. And the park itself, the Vicksburg National Military Park, draws hundreds of thousands.
Civil War battlefields.
Yes, and it's very well, and the interpretation there is great. There are licensed guides who can be hired to take you on a one-on-one experience through the park. They've also got GPS equipment that you can go out on your own. An aspect of the park that we are looking at now as we approach the sesquicentennial, the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the war, is we will be marketing much of the Vicksburg National Military Park as an outdoor art garden.
Wow.
Now,
here's the interesting thing, though. That's about 3 years away now? Two or three years away?
It will begin in 11.
In 11. Okay, so that's about 3 years away, 2 to 3 years away. So you're going that far out, and this is something that communities need to think about. You know, look at what's in your future, what's coming up out there, and, you know, you don't pull this off easily in 6 months. You got to plan way out in advance.
Right, and we are, you know, looking at 2011 and through July 4th of 2013,
yeah.
And we're actually working on some things in the office that happened in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, planning ahead is very important.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce in Bill Surratt, who's Executive Director of the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we're talking about how to get folks to come to your community and maybe even stay. Come back, too. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, wrapping up my interviews here, my show here at the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce. Later today, I'm going to deliver a keynote speech at this business expo that they've got going on today. And right now, we're visiting with Bill Surratt. Bill is executive director of the Vicksburg Chamber the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'll get that out in a minute, folks. I know the difference. And also, I think I may have not have mentioned my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and AskJim.biz. And Bill, I'd like for you to give us your website, too, please.
VisitVicksburg.com.
VisitVicksburg.com. I like that. It's got that call to action, that intuitive thing. Anybody can remember
that. Little alliteration there.
VisitVicksburg.com. Yeah. That's a great way to do it, a URL there. Okay, we're talking about getting people to come to your community. One of the things that I like what you said a minute ago, I've actually seen communities where the visitor and convention folks didn't get along with the chamber.
I don't understand.
That's like saying, why don't we just both shoot ourselves in the foot?
Yeah, I don't understand
that. It makes
no
sense. If you've got that in your community, folks, do something, but stop that.
You have to stop that. It is
now.
The hospitality management is a cooperative effort, and it takes the entire community,
everybody,
from the frontline workers to the bookkeepers at the chambers and at the tourism offices. Everybody has to work together to work and play well with others. A unified message and a unified welcome for your visitors, or it just will not work.
Either tie their tails together and put them in a bag and make them work it out, or fire somebody and get somebody in there who can work. If you got that kind of a situation, I'm so glad to see the harmony and the way you guys are working together. I go into a lot of chambers around the country, and it's very exciting to me when I see the different entities working so closely together and liking each other and encouraging each other and being excited about the success of the other groups.
And that once you get that synergy going, the momentum and the depth of pride that you take in working as a team is what makes it all work. You know, we do more marketing to outside a 50 to 100 mile radius to bring in new dollars to the market,
right.
And working with the chamber and the promotions of their members and with the Main Street program and the promotions that, that they present downtown. It takes that unified effort to present a program that gives a visitor a reason to make a day trip and hopefully to extend that into an overnight stay and ultimately into staying a couple of nights to enjoy all the history, culture. We have emerged as a great art market. There are several art galleries downtown.
I saw those.
The specialty store shopping downtown is just phenomenal. We've got the Outlet Mall here just a few blocks from where we're sitting now. There's a great package here for the entire family, and there's the Riverside Gaming. There are five world-class casinos located on the Mississippi River that have great nightly entertainment.
Now that's an aspect of your job that every one of your counterparts across the country don't have.
That's right. That gives us wonderful entertainment options that may not have existed here before they came. We get Trace Adkins, big names, Greg Allman Band.
Right.
A lot of people perform in the venues at the casinos that we may not be able to have provided for our guests without those options.
Right.
But the view of the Mississippi River from here, which is why Vicksburg was originally settled, the views across the Louisiana Delta, the sunsets here
are just
phenomenal. Yep. And you really understand why President Lincoln referred to Vicksburg as the key to the South, and that this war will not end until that key is in my pocket, which is greatly paraphrased by me. That's not exactly what President Lincoln said.
Well, you know, the thing that the other thing you're talking about, people come to visit. I don't know how many times I've heard of people who said that they came to visit a community and they just for a visit, for whatever reason, and they liked it so much they moved their business there.
I've heard several. I've heard that a lot of people here in the specialty store arena, several people have moved here because of
all the activity, the chamber, the visitors convention and visitors, the convention center, all that's interlocked. It's can't have one without the other. Bill, thank you for being here. Good job today.
One quick thing. Yep. I know of a couple who came to the old courthouse flea market and ended up buying a house a block away from the courthouse and have lived here happily for 10 years.
All right.
So come on over.
What a great story. Thanks, Bill, for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Good job. Got to go for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say I'm signing off from Vicksburg, Mississippi, but I've got more fun to have later today. Tomorrow I'll be back to regular. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.